how I got this story.
We were actually just talking, me and Steve, the managing editor, about various city properties that we thought might be charging lower rents than the market value. And I think we were driving past the Yacht Harbour, and I said, I wonder what the lease is on one of those. So we filed a public records request for the leases, and we looked, I think we did this in like December, and they came back to us, and we just started looking through them. And in fact, it wasn't so much the leases themselves, although the fact that leases were so cheap was really interesting, but the fact that the leases had changed hands so many times that really interested me. So I wasn't sure what I was seeing, and I wanted to go and get a legal opinion. So I went and consulted with a lawyer at the Tulane Law Centre. I said, you know, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? What I think I'm seeing is that the leases on these boathouses are changing hands for a lot of money, and that the leases are really, really cheap. So basically the city isn't getting any of this money, and the private owners of the boathouse leases are walking away with millions of dollars. And the lawyer looked at it and he said, yeah, that's what's happening. The boathouse owners we spoke with were reasonably agreeable that they were getting a good deal from the city. I mean, Sydney Torres even said that, you know, he made $100,000 buying a boathouse, doing it up and selling it, and then went and bought a place in the Bahamas. He just saw it as an investment opportunity, and I don't think anyone can be blamed for doing that. That's how the market works. I think in New Orleans it's fairly common for the city to be charging these kinds of lower leases. So that's how we got the story.